Whenever I travel, I like to spend the last day of my journey in the old part of town, lingering for hours in junk stores whose dusty shelves, no matter where in the world they may be, always seem to be piled high with old magazines and books and yellowed photographs. I am a nervous flyer, and this excavating into other people's memories never fails to soothe my fears on the eve of departure. The photographs of strangers especially have always brought me a gentle peace. And over the years, I've amassed a large collection of serious and formal-looking people caught in the camera's moment. Many of the subjects of these old photographs, I've come to notice, carry a grave shadow about their mouths, as if they were already resisting the assertion that these images might represent their true selves. Some nights, when the blue hour is falling, I will take out one of my photographs and imagine that the stranger caught there is a half-forgotten old aunt or a great-grandmother who smoked cigarettes from a long silver holder. But I know that I'm playing a game with history. For all my imaginings, these images will remain individual mysteries, numbed and forever silenced by the years between us.